Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. And we're going to talk a little bit about getting healed and give you some hopeful motivations as to why it's a good thing. Even though it's hard, change is hard. Taking responsibility for that change and recognizing our role in having that change taking place, getting healed, when we start seeing, and hopefully you're seeing that now, that we have a tremendous role and responsibility in that process. We're not at the mercy of God's whim. We're in a relationship with Him, and then recognizing that spiritually you are already healed and whole and entire and complete. You're done in your spirit. You're in process in your soul, which is your mind, your will, and your emotions, and in your body. But He doesn't want you to just hang out in whatever situation you're in and not take on responsibility for overcoming your circumstances. And really, let's look at a lot of the circumstances you're in. You've made them. You've created the circumstance, the situation you're in. A lot of them you inherit. A lot of them are where you're born. But you, like everybody else, we all have our own day, our own life, our own history. And you can't blame your circumstances on someone else. Now, sometimes we are victims of things and people and events. But as soon as that event happens, we can then choose to be a victim, live like a victim, think like a victim, or we can be an overcomer, think like an overcomer, live like an overcomer, take responsibility for it. Whenever we start blaming someone else for our situation, we give them control over our future, over our present, and sometimes even over our past. Just as a circumstance, a good example is a wedding. So many times what people remember are how things went wrong. The flowers were late. The food wasn't good. The ceremony, nobody could hear it. And the bride may think about the fight she had with her future soon-to-be mother-in-law 5 minutes before she walked down the aisle. And how that bride has a choice to let that be what carries into her marriage or put it behind her and overcome that argument and enjoy her day and enjoy her marriage. And when we start recognizing our own involvement, our own participation in how we're doing and not leaving it to some future time, some future event, heaven, whatever that is, our death, you know, being changed in the twinkling of an eye, whatever. We don't want to leave our healing in someone else's control. There are times when God is going to say, this is not your time. or this is not my top priority. Hopefully then we can say, okay, Lord, what is? What is your top priority? And get on his program. And there may even be a time when he may say, I'm going to take care of the priorities. You just hang out there for a while. And you just continue to be persistent and consistent in what you're doing now, and I'll be taking care of the changes. I'll bring you in when it's time for you to be involved, but for right now, just trust me. But most of the time, he wants us involved in the process, in what he's doing. Because remember, you are here on this earth to learn how to rule and reign. Rule over yourself, your soul and your body, and reign over your circumstances. So we're not just here willy-nilly. God has a specific purpose and plan for you in the circumstances you're in. He's not out to change your circumstances and then you can start on his purpose for you. You're in your purpose right now, because you are his purpose. What he wants to do in your life is all there. It's all available. He's not waiting for you to achieve a certain level of spirituality or maturity or knowledge. It's right there. So knowing that getting healed, we need to change our thinking about it, that It's something that we only deal with. It's not something we only deal with when it causes pain. Getting healed in our mind, our will, our emotions, our past, our present, our future, our body, our habits, our relationships, our finances, everything. They're all on the table that God wants to use to teach us how to be him in our particular lives, in this world, in your lifetime, on this earth. And when we start taking on that this is a goal that he has for us, we have that goal too. We're not going to put off till tomorrow what God wants to do in us today. Unfortunately, for most of us, the desired result of getting healed is simply to feel better, to get out of a particular situation, or to solve a problem or fix a relationship. We just want it done with. But getting healed has a much greater effect on our entire being. As we get healed in our soul, in our mind, our will, and our emotions. And that concept of needing to have your will healed might be unique or new for you. But I want you to think about that. This whole emphasis on having a free will, that if there's an assumption there that the will that we have is perfect and clear and distinct and easy to choose, that your will knows right from wrong automatically, and therefore if you choose wrong, you are going to be held responsible for it. Rather than just as in our mind, which is being renewed, and our emotions that are being healed, our will also needs to be freed. Your will now is not free. It's in the being. It's in the process of becoming free. Won't get too far off field in that, but that's important to remember, that you are learning how to judge. You are learning how to choose. You don't know right from wrong. Most of us think that everything we believe is doctrinally spiritually accurate. None of us believes we have pet doctrines, but we all do, because we're all in the process. We believe things very often, first because we've heard them, obviously, and so from history, but also because it works for us. It accommodates our temperament, our desires, our view of ourselves, our flesh, the way we do things, our crutches. If you believe something that allows you to continue to do something that is appealing or sufficient only, consistent only with your flesh and is not good for you as a spirit being, but if that belief confirms your flesh, you're going to believe it. In other words, we will continue a bad habit as long as it works. Just physically, how often do we go along not taking care of ourselves until we have a heart attack? Then, oh no, what changes do I have to make? Rather than going, okay, am I taking care of myself? You know, this old wake-up call. We have them in our relationships, in marriages, in finances, instead of that, we in essence shouldn't need a wake-up call because we should be minding our own lives. We should be taking care of ourselves. God treasures you. And if you don't treasure yourself, you're arguing with God. God values the soul he gave you and the body he put you into. If you don't, you're saying God did a mistake. God made a mistake. He didn't give you something valuable. You're counting as unnecessary or unimportant something God values. Again, we need to change our mind on a lot of these things. So as we get healed in our soul, in our mind, our will, and our emotions, our body follows suit, and that pressure is taken off, and that physical stress is often removed. And that often contributes to our being able to deal with the change that God has for us. Likewise, as we get healed in our physical bodies, our soul is freed from the distractions of pain. Now, since our spirit does not receive healing, since it is not wounded, is our spirit affected when our soul and body are healed? Well, depends on what you mean by affected. It's not changed, but it is freed. The more your soul and your body are healed, the freer your spirit is to flow through them. The spirit, the substance of your spirit doesn't change, but its activity in your life is multiplied. Because it is through your soul and your body that your spirit expresses itself. And through your spirit being expressed, God's spirit is being expressed. God's true nature is to give. And since we now also have that nature, that giving nature, our true nature is also to give. As our soul and our body are healed, both God and our spiritual selves are freed to be true to their giving nature. So let's look at some other beneficial results of getting healed. Getting healed results in being made whole emotionally. This is a gradual process that will take many of us by surprise. Being whole in our emotions does not mean we always feel good or happy, or even that we'll feel anything at all. In fact, getting healed in our emotions means we will not be dependent on how we are feeling to determine how we are doing, if we are loved, if we are accepted, or if we are valued. So it's not a matter of, okay, if God heals you in your emotions, you're always going to feel good. No, it's you're not going to be relying on how you're feeling to determine how you're doing. You can be depressed and right in the middle of victory. And you're only going to be feeling depressed. Your feelings are valuable and wonderful, but they don't have meaning. And the more God heals your emotions and your feelings, you'll begin to be less restricted by what you are feeling. Getting healed results in a yielded will. As we are healed, our will becomes freed from flesh, and we learn how to join our will to God's. Our will is subsumed into our spirit, and we take on, again, that giving nature. It's not until our will is healed, released to have the strengths or weaknesses God created our particular will to have. Some of us are strong-willed, some of us are weak-willed. Whatever level of willness you have, it's what God chose for you. That's a gift he gave you. It's not you, it's something about you. But it's until your will, strong, weaker, in between, can be expressed the way it was originally given, then you have a free will. Until then, it's in shackles. It's being interfered with by your flesh, by wounds, by misbeliefs. So as we grow in dependence, we grow in the freedom and responsibility, to the point where God even lets us choose for ourselves, because we've developed judgment and we've become confident that because we have his nature and we have his motives, we will choose his nature, what he wants for ourselves. There's going to be times when God says, when you ask him, God, should I do this or should I do that? Should I take this job or should I take that job? Should I do this, whatever? Should I buy this, whatever? And he's going to say, it's up to you. And you're going to make a decision and go with it. Because your will has been healed. Your will has been freed from the lies. And there are so many floating out about right now, especially, about how the consequences of bad choices that have been made in the global economy have now doomed the world, and it's the end of time. And this happens in every couple generations, and we just need to not be distracted by it, but focus on what God wants to do in your life. So we're being healed emotionally. We're being healed in our will. We're also being healed in our mind. We are learning to recognize truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. This truth isn't right doctrine or believing the right thing as opposed to the wrong doctrine. But instead, it's part of a way of describing the character of God. Truth is a characteristic of God. And because you are a spirit being, you are also truth. It's a characteristic of you as well. Truth is the reality and substance of the existence and nature of God himself. As our mind is healed, we not only come to know and understand things about God, we are made able to experience his mind, his thoughts, his ways. He doesn't just heal your mind so you can have a healed mind. It's so you can think his thoughts, understand him, know the ways of the Spirit. It's all wrapped together. It's not just to set you free that he sets you free. It's so that you can now rule and reign. So it's a package deal. And when we, again, recognize that his purpose for you is to learn how to rule and reign, we don't get so caught up in one thing or another. It's all part of the process. It's a package deal. But we take it all seriously. And we value each day, what each day brings, as an opportunity to learn how to rule and reign. Now, very important to each one of us is getting healed results in rest, in satisfaction and contentment where we are right now. As we are healed, we not only agree that God is everything, that this, what's going on in the Spirit is everything, but also that depending on him, getting our life from him is enough. That anything else that this world has to offer is all part of who God is. That our contentment and satisfaction only comes from God. We can be thrilled with accomplishing things here on this earth, and we should. We should recognize and honor the hard work that we do and value the accomplishments we ourselves participate in. But that doesn't mean it's separate from God. It's not then a gift we give to him. We don't go, okay, look at the God, look at these great things I've done for you. He's not waiting for you to run a marathon. He's already run the marathon. There's nothing you can give him that he doesn't already have. His joy and spiritually your satisfaction comes from becoming dependent on him, soul and body. Your spirit already is. But that healing that takes place in your soul, your mind, your will, and emotions, and your body frees you to become one in him. And now the victories in your life, unless they're through the flesh, which is, he will not let that succeed. And very often that's part of our problem is we look at accomplishments we have in our life and we see that although we achieved success in one area or another, that we lost ground in others. And we think, how can that be? And very often it's God will not let us enjoy success if that success has been bought through the flesh, through the effort of the flesh, if we've done it out of our own self-strength and not through dependence on God. So where we need to take our time and look at these things is allow him to draw our attention to those areas where we are spending too much time and to the areas where we are not spending enough. What's really important? Because one of the first areas we need to learn how to do is rule and reign over our time. And as we do that, we actually kind of lower our expectations. The pressure is off. Because you don't need to worry about pleasing God. You don't need to worry about glorifying him or honoring him. He's not out there somewhere going, oh, no, you know, my glory meter is running low. You know, nobody's coming around honoring me. You know, what am I going to do? He honors himself. He glorifies himself. And in your spirit, you are fully honoring him and glorifying him. He doesn't need anything you have to offer. But he wants you to want him. And to do that, other things are going to have to fall by the wayside. And some of them are aspects of the flesh, of your self-will, your self-life. And others are just things that aren't helpful, aren't constructive. There's nothing wrong with them. It's just they may not be beneficial for you at this time. Because what is coming down to is seeing things, seeing your life from a spirit perspective. And that's resisting a lot of the peer pressure, a lot of the world system, expectations about what your life is really all about. What we want to have is the satisfaction that comes from knowing him. Part of the problem of that is when that happens, when you are healed, as you are healed, you will change. And that means other people are going to have to change as well. Or relationships will be broken, and we have to decide, which do I want? Do I want to know God? Do I want to be using this time to its best effect, our time here on this earth? Or do I want to accommodate someone else's bad behavior? And sometimes it's not even bad behavior, it's just not contributing to what the Lord wants for you at any given time. People come into our lives and they go out, and we need that to happen. We don't want to have our relationships be structured that our identity, that we get our identity, our purpose for our lives from that relationship. On the other hand, we don't want to break relationships. We don't want to purposely push people away so we can only spend time with God. Recognizing that because you are a spirit being, your basic nature is to give. And odds are God has brought people into your life to receive so you can learn how to give. But giving isn't just throwing money or time or love. There is purpose behind it. If God loved us in our own mind very much, so for so many of us, he would have just taken us out of, you know, saved us and then taken us out of this earth. You know, God, why do you let us go through these tough times? That's not love. Yeah, you know, it's this whole tough love thing. Sometimes the only way we can learn things is going through the tough times. But it's worth it. So be encouraged. God wants you whole and complete and entire. And he's not going to settle for anything less. There are things that he wants to heal you here in this life. And I'm pretty well convinced that if we don't get healed of these things now, we will have to go through a same kind of process in whatever comes next. It's not going to be, boom, you're all free from it. Whatever you don't learn now, you will have to learn in the next thing. I'd rather make the full use of this time and learn what I need to learn now. Because you know what? There's going to be something else we're going to deal with in the next thing, in our next era, in our next lifespan. And hopefully we'll be open to learning more about that as well. But I don't think it's anywhere near what we think it is. I don't think where we spend eternity, which is a misnomer to begin with. Eternity isn't related to time, so it's not something we spend anyway. But I think we need to rethink and catch our thoughts about what we believe and let the Lord make real to us what is His truth. So thanks for tuning in. As always, you can get in touch with me at diane@wecanprepare.org. We'll be getting back together again next Saturday or Sunday. And again, always stop by at wecanprepare.org. It's always good to hear from you. I appreciate the emails and the feedback. So this has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Have a great weekend.